Test.
Were those yours or mine?
I don't know. Oh, you belong here.
Should we translate what I say, or?
Tom, would you like to sit in this chair so people can get to that other one a little easier?
Oh, okay. Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Tom Berger, and I'm conducting the Alaska Native Review Commission. This commission has been established by the Inuit Circumpolar Conference and the World Council of Indigenous People to review ANCSA, the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act. So I'm traveling around the state to hear what Alaska Natives have to say about ANCSA, whether the land claim settlement was a good one, whether it has worked out well, whether you have some complaints about it. And I also want to know what you think about 1991, because after 1991, the shares in the corporations can be sold, and the in the years after 1991, the land that the corporations hold can be taxed. And these are problems that people all over the state seem to be worried about, because the Native corporations hold Native land, and if the Native corporations are taken over by outsiders, or okay.
Wagugula Tom Berger, Tabrimuna Land Claim Makun Isilrakte, Sinyakhtu Vuruva Ubani Alaska Mi Kanoksama Inuit Kanokig Mangarum Tamna Inyaktareni Kangat Land Claims. Hashin Vuruva Tili Job Luni Kapkunaga Atikaktonik Inuit Canada Minik. Canada Kapko Circumpolar Damna in your Tariplugo organization. Arsin, you what you lead job, you need that Pamagna, Tamaruming a good land claims, Hanukit Gip Mangan, Alaskam in Union, Tatna land claim Maliganun, Pagma Uva, Isilare, Senior Shakduvur Tabramuna, the summer 1971 Una in Union. Manna nuna nunakshiru torok, kapsib lugu nunakshiru torok, upa asin sama 1991 me, tamarumagok tatna inilaha sama sinmirasiruksuli, pangma uwa isilrak nikuni inyungnik sinyaksaktok Alaska me.
So I'm here to listen to what you have to say about it, and I will let after I've been to 35 villages and towns in Alaska, and I've heard from about 700 Alaska Native people who've spoken at these meetings we've been having, and I'll be writing a report that I'll send to you when I've finished it. I'll finish it in the summer of 1985, and I'll send it to you then. It'll be made public, and the Inuit Circumpolar Conference and the World Council of Indigenous People will be able to use that report to go to the United Nations with it. And it'll also be available to Native people in other countries who are negotiating their land claims now with their governments. And of course, Alaska Natives will have it to go to Congress with if they wish. And,
I think one sentence at a time would be enough.
Okay.
Because I forget when you pass too much. Ubagur pag masama kanok ilipsi o kalasukusi o kalagisirusi ilipsi nin yok to sasuktuk tat nagur sama isinyak sakaruni report tamun iligisiya kanok sama ishumari kanok ukwari ukarupsi tamatko inipet nalurot sumik tat na uwa pagma ukarvik sakaktusi sama gokasin report tamun ililibu ilikarlibu aglangin ilikpan tasama gok ilipsit nun tuyo visiroksili kanok tasama sumik apisutik sakakupsi ukarukupsi uwa uwa na uyok sinyogupsi aglan uwa ukog St. Lawrence Island pidog uwa uyok tayyuksili.
So, I would like you to tell me what you think of the land claims, the corporations, 1991, other questions, subsistence, and the question about the children born since 1971, whether or not you think they should participate in the settlement, and other things that you think are important in connection with the land.
Kanukigit mangan nina maruma kanuk ang lalik sa nga nagaka iligat after 1971 anirot manikat lalik sa nga 1971 inyuk tema iyalurak anirak iligak anirak pekatlay yuni manikatlay yuni corporation pitni taman nagawak sama inilak sa uklugusuli inyuk Yalugrak 1971 kingogun anirak manikat lahit kub lugusuli sama inilang naga tamna kanukig mangago tamna suli apatsutiga.
So what did the land claims mean to you? If you would just come up here to say something, I'd appreciate it, and it can be taken down on tape and then there'll be a permanent record of what you said.
Wagok land claims sama init matrungag land kanukigibisin. Wagok sama maikum sibonan sibuganan ilinyaguni inyuk ukarutpan sukun wapakma ukarwiksan ito. Kanukigibisin kanukuwa inyunakbisi land claim maminyag land. Nangiginak pising, naga nakaginak pising, tam na sa may tusasok kagok ilipsit niya.
So we're open for business.
Sophie, you can talk real good English. Come on up and view what you need to say. Why not? You're talking good English right now.
Actually, it's just as if people want to speak in native tongue, it's just as well.
I might talk out of.
Many times I think of this 1991 about land claims, and some of us, a lot of us won't be able to pay the taxes. And when I was growing up, all the land was open to us. We never have to think about paying taxes to our own land. And some of them have after the land claims after putting land claims, some have hard feelings about the land. And maybe it is all right. I don't know. As for me, I stopped roaming around. And in my time, we could pitch up a tent any place and pick berries. I don't think you can do that in places now. I have things to say, but I'm afraid of the mic. Oh.
Well, maybe I could ask you a question.
All right.
In 1991, people who hold shares in Native corporations will be able to sell their shares. They could get some money for them and buy a snow machine or fix the roof of their house or do something else with the money. And I wonder whether especially older people think that they would like to sell their shares, or knowing that if a majority sell their shares, outsiders could take over the corporations and the land, are you against selling the shares? I know it's a tough question, but I wondered what you thought about it.
I'm against selling the shares. Because what do we have after we sell the land? The younger generation. I'm thinking about the younger generation.
Well, that might mean that older people wouldn't ever get any substantial amount of money out of the settlement.
No, I know. Yeah.
But as long as the land is preserved, that's the main thing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Have you... how do you think that the land claim settlement has worked out since 1971? I mean, just your general impressions of it.
I haven't been around too much. I stay at home most of the time. Yes. You let someone that knows more than I do talk now, okay?
Well, thanks, ma'am.
Please. You're
welcome. Well, let's do that. How are we doing? I hope we know what we're doing. For the benefit of those who just arrived, we're talking about ANCSA, about the land claim settlement, and just asking people how they feel about it, the land, the subsistence, corporations, shares,
1991. Land claim makuntab rumuna kalung nira bikun naga ka nunan nira bikun tab rumuna ilipsit pang ma kanuk ukotik sakarusi kanukotik sakarusi ubaguk pang ma apiksukasi ubungan laguni kinya tema ukarukumi inyipirang afsi ubanga uyo resigipsi tab rumuna uba kang yasit kubatam na tab kunung inyong nunisik kamiksik tona.
could ask Mary here to take my card. Yes. We're just going to ask Mary Miller to take the microphone around, just so you'll feel a little more comfortable and you can talk in your own chair. And she can be our Donahue.
Mary Miller, what's in your short in there? Damn the mic, Wunga, so come on, be sooner German, Damon, Ukarukala, Honeyman, Nisigira, Nera, Guru. Kikanuk ukotik sa kausi sa ma ukalari si ubang uyo ka si gipsi.
Mary Miller, unat microphone. One on Isabel Tanko. Pasino ang kaskos, kaskan, sa mga video ko si, testify yung ko si. Yan, hongkot ito na hiyawa si, kung ano, unat.
And those that can talk English also, because I have known these people many years, and there are some here that don't need any interpreters.
Because Alaska man it would look over dog. Can you go on the low nunak madog? Deborah.
The Alaskans here must have the land, and there are only few people that are owning land now, and Alaska must have the land. Suli. People that have been born here are just only few, and they must have land, and they need land, and we must have the land.
Maybe I could ask ma'am, if you wanted to tell us a little bit about the old days and where you were born and where you came from and how your family lived.
A pirigatin guru wa ilisimarutin utukak tatigun samagur at kinte laglugu nani animang mangakpit suli kangaglan animang kintam na ukotigil lagungguk.
This is Anne Pullock. King Island, Melbourne, 1961.
Utukaktatigun guksuli ukoral lagin.
Anak laulut mane utukat ilisiman narat ka kanakana sinaktut.
There are many older people here that she knows, they just don't feel like talking.
Well, thank you, ma'am.
My name is Hannah Miller, and I lived in Nome for about 40 years. And I am still confused about the land claim settlement. When I heard about the land claim settlement, I understood, probably wrong, but I thought that once we got the settlement, we would then claim our lands back like we used to long ago. And now I'm wondering what would happen if we did not go through with the land claim settlement. Would our rules be stricter, or would they be the way they are today? And if they were going to be stricter than we are living with now, then the land claims had been good. But if they are going to get tighter and tighter, and we no longer have lands, we would have gained nothing by the land claims. And the one thing I really disagree with on the land claims deal is the boundary lines each village has. This we can't understand, and we can't seem to learn to live with, because we've never had those when we were growing up and when we were living at our villages. Now each village claims so much acreage, and then they have boundary lines on that. And the next village has boundaries too. And then before this land claims, when I went home, I felt at home at White Mountain, because there were no boundaries then. Now I feel like when I go home, I feel that I have to ask the council if I want to make camp somewhere inside their boundary line. And that is something that I really don't like, because it has divided our people, village people. And this is something that we never learned to live with. I don't think we ever will learn to live with it. And as far as the taxes are, village people don't know anything about paying taxes to their village. And this is something else that we will have to be struggling with again in 1991, they say, if we have to learn to pay taxes to whoever. I'm just, sometimes I start to wonder, I wonder if it would have been better if we didn't get the land claim settlement, still under Bureau of Indian Affairs, because maybe they can use our ignorance for a weapon, because we can't understand how to live with their new rules. That's the one thing I never did like about the land claims. We seem like we don't have any land to speak of. Besides, they haven't. Every time I go to our corporation, St. LaSalle Corporation, to ask them if what will we do with this so and so part of our land, they just say we'll have to wait until everything is. They have given us all our land, and a lot of us are not going to make it to that time. And then when I ask some other village people that have monetary help to their elders, this again puts up problems for them, because if they make it large enough to help an elder, it cuts down, eats down on their social security or whatever little monies they get. They have to report that, and then sometimes they even hold their checks for it because of the amount they're getting. So it's very confusing to me. If I would really want to have our elders receive a little money from our corporation, you know, lump sum for themselves or what they can use. But then there's this other again that we can't give them. We can only give them so much. We can only get so much and without trotting on our social security. And in 1991, when our children, those that were not here when the land claims come through, I really believe that they should they should be in that somehow. The regional corporation should work at that let the children have their shares. We should never have had shares anyway. We should have just gotten the land in our names and make it so that it cannot be taxed, have it worked around somewhere like that. That way we would really have our land then, any land that designated to us. If they weren't going to tax us, then we would have held on to it, because the taxes, they say, are going to eat it up. If we can't pay taxes for it, then we'd have to sell a part of it. And I hope anytime, anywhere, the government is going to give any people land, I hope they fight for non-taxable conditions, because this is something that we are afraid of. We probably won't see it, but the children are afraid of it. Then we'll be right back to where we were, maybe in a worse condition. So, I'm sorry.
Well, no, thank you very much. Can you tell me when land claims came in 13 years ago, what did you think it was supposed to do? What did you expect was going to happen?
Well, I expected it to be about the same, but it would really be ours. Then any peoples from the outside world couldn't come in and just squat on our land. We'd have something to say about it. You know, we'd control the rivers where the people fish. Sometimes there are so many of the outsiders coming in that and they don't care what they do to your place. They just plunk there and use it and leave because we're Eskimos too. And I was thinking, well, if we do get that land claims and it's going to be the way they are, then we can relax and pass it on to our children. Now our children, instead of being passed a good land, instead of passing our good land to our children, we're leaving them a burden of taxes for the whole land, for that's a lot of acres. And I probably won't be here to see the outcome of the tax business, but I sure hope they get it around it somehow.
There was one man a while ago. I was talking to him. He's in the corner and don't want to talk, he said. But he wants everybody to know that they are fighting for their own land. They will learn from our mistakes. Mm-hmm. Because when we were awarded land and money, the whole world knew about it. Way over on the other side of the earth, I was congratulated. And they even said, Mi'kmaq Indians over there said, we fought for you. We did it for you. But those people haven't even started fighting for their land yet. Now I hope they learn from our mistakes and our experiences and what we are going through here right now. I tell you, you are given something, money and land. And now we are experiencing not freedom, but we are being pressed down on account of it. We are afraid that we might lose it. And this goes to show somebody else will benefit from our own trials and tribulations.
Thank you, Ms. Oman.
Yeah. I live with what white man did to my parents, my great parents. What? My name is Helen Carlson. And my grandfather, my father's father, when he was very young, they opened that silver mine up there, and my great grandfather Tukunga found that ore, and he knew it was ore. He knew that it was not just ordinary rock. And when he used to herd up in the mountains, caribous, he found that there was a lot of it. And there was two brothers that live, are natives there. And those two brothers went and got it, peace, and gave it to this man that came up with a boat, showed that rock. And that man, of course, asked, where's those two brothers, where'd you get this? And they went and showed him where it was. So they put one load claim there. This is before there were a lot of people up here. And this man put load claim and mined it. And when they mined it, my grandfather, Awinona, was a young man, very young man, and he worked 2 years drilling underground, hand drilling, without pay. And what they eat was just plain flour, just put water on it, flat, hot, make a flat without, just flat. Once in a great while, they would put molasses on it. And he lived that way for 2 years working and without pay. You see, after I put my mining claim up there, that was before the land claim, and grandmother had told me to put mining claim properly because they might do the same to my grandfather. And before that, my grandfather had a mining claim that he had, and because he had to live off the country, he had to go follow the seasons, put away food for the winter. He couldn't stay there and take care of that mining claim. So another Mrs. Pepper from outside came and jumped him. And every week they had to, every week they have to clean up. It was so rich ground. A tub, before noon they would, almost half of it would be with gold. And that was my grandfather's claim that Mrs. Pepper jumped. All these things. And now, after we got that land claim, now they're going to load us down with another taxes after we lose all that. That I don't like. So what are we going to do? My children won't get it if that is to be taxes, loaded down with taxes. After all, how much did my family lose? That silver mine and that one over my grandfather claim, and Mrs. Pepper stole. It's stolen, it jumped. And my father said that winter they almost starved. And there was Laplanders that were real kind-hearted. They asked them and they gave them some flour and sugar and things to eat. They lived through that winter. And every time I think of taxes, I think of that, how much we have already lost. So that's my say.
Could I ask you, sorry, go ahead.
So that's mine. I don't know about this land claim. We put those mining claims before there was land claim. But now they're going to load us down with taxes without developing or anything. Finally, we're going to lose our land.
You mentioned the Laplanders. Were they here as reindeer herders?
Yeah.
From Lapland?
And they were mining also. They had a claim not far from where our claim, Haven, on the other side, on the Creek Koyuk side. They were the one that had food, and they were, my grandmother and grandfather went and got help from them. And they lived through the winter. You see, all those miners that went through, they had a fish trap before they go over there and take the fish off the trap. Some other stampeders would come and take it. And that way they almost, in every way, they were harassed. They couldn't even own their fish trap. Somebody else come and take the fish off, and they almost starved. And Laplanders were the one that helped them through the winter.
The Laplanders back in Norway and Sweden, because of course they are the native people of those countries, have sent a representative to our commission in Anchorage to talk about what they are doing. And the Laplanders are now advancing their land claims in Norway and Sweden, and they're advancing claims for self-government. And a commission just a month ago brought in its report in Lapland recommending that they get the right to govern themselves in local councils. So it's interesting that these people turn up again.
They were the one that was helped my grandparents. My father said they were hungry But they were the one that helped them. Otherwise, after all what they lost, you know, that gold, that mining claim, and also that silver mine is not producing up there. It's just sitting there.
Jem warden dem gem tryak mini gut hatten. Da warden bin nach mokan gut. Kan ka yu sin han el. Da gut. Da gut kwa chak ma ke khame. Ukot ta yu gut gut ging un reta. Ah, sag doch nur nahat. Kaban gut nur nahat. Ah, sag doch nur na atat atok sakang atrawa wa lu ko yu sak. Kim warden dem lewan ka yu si sak lu ta yu sak. Энэ юу хнаг хаан гүд лэ дас хкаа. Гам ум сивэн ахлуунга. Ди чиа таана аптуку. Гавор мон мон даваат бини луку пияго. Ким уартан таана тухлуунаг хэл луку пилуку. Натин гам хаа бинаг. Натин лэхи мак такс. Адвиш хаа дагэл луку лэ даан гэд юни ганг. Бэнга гамшил лэ тхэм ухтэг. Сэглэг уух таана маан лэг. Бинаан гэнэ.
I don't know if I can remember the whole thing, but I'll try and translate it. Yeah, he said that his name was Nick Wangatulan. He was born and raised on St. Lawrence Island. But he moved here to Nome, and he said that in St. Lawrence Island he had real big camping ground on St. Lawrence Island. He was stating that as long as his relative or his clan, there's so many different clans on St. Lawrence Island, even though they speak Siberian Yupik dialect. But he was stating too that the boundaries that he used to have, they used to be outlined on the map. He said that since that he moved from St. Lawrence Island and moved here to Nome, from what he heard now is there are some other, I might be mistaken on this one, but there are some other people are starting to build up their cabins on the part of the land. The only thing that he said he doesn't like is those other people didn't ask him to put up, you know, cabins on the land. But he said that as long as the people on the same clan is using the land, he said that the land was given to him from his name was Wachtikak anyway. He's the guy that gave the land. Hiriataka was the one that he gave him the land to him. And he also stated the only thing that he likes since he moved here to Nome is somewhere to find a camping ground here on the mainland where he can go and camp once in a while. I might add that even though he's from the island, and even though he did have those land, he's not with Savunga Corporations. He's with Sitnasok Corporation. I don't know how they're dealing with that. Like, from what I understand, like, for us that used to live on the on St. Lawrence Island before are not with St. Lawrence Island Savunga or Gamble Corporation, and we're with Sitnasok Corporation, even though we were born there and raised there before, we can't even go down there and camp and stuff. We got to belong to the corporation there, is what I'm understand.
You mentioned the game warden.
Was that
yeah, he
different?
Mentioned that they wrote a letter. There were three people, Nick Wongatulan, Bobby Kava, and
Frank
Shibula, Samunkli.
But anyway, he was saying that while way back, I don't know when, I think even before the, I don't know if this was after the Land Claim Settlement Act or before the Land Claim Settlement Act, that the city councils have gotten together and they were going to so I'm not going to get the city council.